Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Shannon McWhorter for community comment. California's climate change boondoggles. The bullet train, or as I like to call it, the train to nowhere, has a new cost estimate out of $128 billion, roughly four times what voters were told the line would cost when they approved a $10 billion bond for the train in 2008. But after 15 years, not a single mile of track has been laid. The Train to Nowhere's first segment from Merced to Bakersfield, which was started in 2015, is far from done. In fact, the estimate is somewhere between 2030 and 2033 before it will be operational. The bad news? The state doesn't have the money to finish this segment, let alone the whole project. Bottom line, you're going to see higher taxes, fees, licensing, and regulations to pay for this boondoggle. You already are paying a hidden tax of 60 cents per gallon on gasoline, diesel, propane, and every other fossil fuel used in the state. Did you know that? It's called cap and trade, and the majority of your tax money from this cap and trade is going to the bullet train and other bright ideas to save us from extinction at the hands of climate change. This project may never be completed and probably should never have been started. This and many other boondoggles have been shoved down our throats by the Democrats who have ruled California with an iron fist for nearly two decades. How did this happen? It happened because you voted Democrat. The Democrats, led by Emperor Newsom, have turned our once beautiful and thriving state into a toilet bowl filled with homeless camps, illegal invaders, streets littered with needles and human feces, billions of dollars in budget deficits, rampant crime, and schools pushing a leftist agenda of pronouns, sexual mutilation, and wokeism on our children instead of reading, writing, and math. All this has happened because of Democrats. If you think this is the wrong direction for California, don't vote Democrat. Lastly, I'd like to encourage you to vote no on Proposition 1. Prop 1 diverts existing tax funds from mental health treatment programs so the money can be diverted to government housing projects. It also eliminates local rights to vote to reject government welfare housing projects from being placed in your neighborhood. Learn more at cleanuparstreets.org. This has been Shannon McWhorter for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.